Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Sweet Sweet Garbage, and we are getting into movie 2 of Jason Isaacs month, and this month we are doing Peter Pan.
Yeah, and the synopsis we have for anybody who might not know the plot of Peter Pan is, it is the Darling family children receive a visit from Peter Pan, who takes them to Never Never Land, where an ongoing war with the evil pirate Captain Hook is taking place. Which, like, yeah, I mean, that is pretty much it. But I felt like when I read this synopsis, I was like, there's so much more to it than that. But, like, I guess that's just, like, a succinct way.
Yeah, they want to hit on, like, the broad strokes of what this Peter Pan is.
Is that, like, yeah, it is him versus Captain Hook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let's get into it. And I will say, again, this movie, when I was 12 years old, it was great. We were definitely the target audience for this movie.
Oh yeah, like Jason Isaacs. Like when you first meet Jason Isaacs as because like of course he is Mr. Darling. So you see him first as that. But then when you meet him as Captain Hook, he's like scruffy and he doesn't have his shirt on. Like he's way hotter as Captain Hook in this than he is as like Mr. Darling's kind of like a straight laced bitch.
Well, he's kind of an asshole for sure. Like, and like,
literally banishing Nana to the cold.
Yeah,
fuck
what a
you.
Dick. What a dick. And
like, you don't deserve that amazing dog.
And yeah, that's actually something that they tend to do in the play productions as well, is that the guy who plays Mr. Darling is usually always Captain Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it goes into the whole,
it's kind
like
of an interesting thing.
Well, it is. It's like a weird, like, there's like a whole psychological like angle to it at that point where it's like, you know, this person who is like telling you have to grow up and like is, you know, trying to basically kill your childhood is now literally trying to kill you in a fantasy land.
Yeah, that the same worked in Jumanji as well. Like the man that played his father in Jumanji is also the one that hunts him in Jumanji.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I never actually saw Jumanji as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, Jumanji's so fun. We should definitely add that to the plot. We do like a Robin Williams month or something.
Oh, for sure.
No, but yeah, so like when he is in Jumanji and obviously everybody comes out of Jumanji into the real world, and then you see that the man that has been hunting him in Jumanji is in fact his father. So yeah, it does bring in that like psychological aspect of the person that's ruining your childhood is the person that's trying to kill you in this fantasy world where people don't grow up.
Yeah. And like, I will say, like, there's also some like weird, like, sexual tension between them. Like, they obviously don't go there.
Yeah,
but like, there's like a weird thing where he's like basically trying to, like, at a certain point, he's trying to like get her over to his side. So he's being like very suave and like, you know, he's like, I mean, he's really hot to me. So like, I don't know what he's doing to his.
It's like, this like 12 year old girl is just like, okay. I'm gonna be bad now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with this man who only has one hand, but it's fine. But no, there's also like the sexual tension between like Peter and Wendy too.
Oh, I mean, it is off the charts. Like I'll give it to this movie. This movie, even though like parts of it do not hold up, the like horniness.
Oh God,
is like really
immediately
there.
Immediately, she's like, "Can I give you a kiss?" And he's like, "I love when he so innocently stands out with his hand."
He just
open
takes
up
his hand. Oh, it's so cute.
Like Jeremy Sumpter is good in this. Like he's a good Peter Pan. I'm like a little surprised that it didn't help. I mean, the movie, I don't really know how
it was a hit.
It wasn't like elevate him at all, really.
Well, he did that baseball TV show for a while.
No, I didn't. But I mean, like, he did stuff. Like, he was on Friday Night Lights, but there's a difference between being like the dickhead on Friday Night Lights and like leading Peter, like you led Peter Pan at like what, 12 or 13? Like that's a pretty big thing
right.
for a child. Also, can we talk about how he's the only one that's not English weirdly?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's, yeah.
Like, it's why? True. Why were they like, we're gonna have a British cast? Because, like, of course, like, the Darlings are English, but then Peter Pan is just an American?
Well, it's interesting that, like, I feel like that's always kind of been the choice, right? Because now that I'm thinking about it, well, I guess I'm thinking about Hook, where he's, like, at that point, he's been, like, in America most of his life.
Yeah.
So he just has the Robin Williams. Like, he just sounds like Robin Williams.
Yeah, it's also easier just to be like, you know what, man? You don't need to do accents, because your Boston accent was bad.
Was it? Oh, that's funny.
Good Will Hunting. It's not good.
Well, at least it's a good performance.
But I'm also hypercritical. Like, I could see a movie where people, like, have, like, a southern accent, and I could be like, oh, you sound cool. And it could be the shittiest accent, but I don't know. You know?
Exactly. Well, I'm in the same boat because, like, I know a southern accent, so I'm critical of southern accents because, like, I grew up in Texas. Well, I didn't grow up in Texas. Like, my dad grew up in Texas, like, we would go visit.
So you would hear the people from Texas.
Right. So I know, like, when somebody's like, oh, yeah. I, you know, they're saying they're from Texas, but, like, they're clearly doing, like a Louisiana drawl. No.
That's like like in Friday Night Lights. Like, I appreciate that they do, at least some of them try to do the accents, but I find it kind of funny that you have like Taylor Kitsch, who's from like Canada, and then he's like in Friday Night Lights being like Texas forever. Like, and I was just like, I don't know if this is a terrible Texas accent or he's nailing it. I have no clue.
That's so funny.
Like, I have absolutely no idea.
So apparently the movie was not a hit.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's crazy. Like, the thing was, it had a budget of $130 million and it grossed $122 million worldwide.
So close. So it's close crazy. To making your budget back.
But it's like, also it's like, why? I mean, I do get that it is a fantasy and like it would be a little bit more expensive, but like, why couldn't you make this movie for $50 million? I don't understand. Also,
the CGI is not even that great. Granted, it's 2003, but I still hold everything to like Titanic was 1997.
I mean, and that's
incredible.
That still looks incredible. Yeah. To this day, yeah. It looks amazing.
There's just minor things that in Titanic where you're like, oh, that doesn't look great. But it's also, he did a lot of practical effects with
which
that.
Which is always too, better.
Which is way better. So like this, I remember when like Peter first floats in this, his head like doesn't look like it's his part of his body.
That's funny.
Like, it's like, I was like, what is this CGI shit?
Right.
Like, if you have not a great CGI budget, the perfect example is, spoiler alert, don't really care, Skeet Ulrich being de-aged in Scream 5
right.
was so awful.
Well, but I mean, that movie only weird.
That movie also only had a $25 million budget in total, so only so much could go to this terrible de-aging versus like The Irishman, where they like Netflix is throwing all the money at Scorsese and you can painstakingly make them actually look pretty good.
No, they look pretty good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Whereas like then you look at Skeet Ulrich and you're like, oh yeah, this movie you're does like, not have a CGI budget. I would just made him look fucking old at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, why not? I actually don't understand. I really don't understand why. I mean, like, I get it, but there's no real reason for it.
I wasn't going to be like, oh, he's old now. It could be, it's all in her head. It could be her imagination of, like, what her father looks like at this day and age. It's like, no, it's the day he died and he's in the clothes he died in.
And he's got the blood splatter.
But he looks like he's 50, but then he just has, like, really, like, nice skin.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he did look like just, like, a baby-faced 50-year-old.
Yeah, it was very strange. So I do understand when movies like that don't have a budget, but you're telling me this movie had, like, $130 million budget and you couldn't do somewhat better of a CGI?
Right.
Where were you blowing all your load on Jason Isaacs?
Can you imagine?
I don't understand. Like, where your CGI budget went.
Right. But basically, though, in the movie, she's, Wendy is always, like, telling stories to her brothers, like, and, like, you know, they get, like, real into it, like, it's, like, a really good, like, time for them.
They're children.
And, yeah, they're fucking kids. She's 12.
Yeah.
There is, I mean, I get it, it's, like, 18, whatever.
Yeah, and she's so, gotta like, be, literally, the period's coming, she gotta be getting married.
Yeah, exactly. She's, you know, starting to become, like, she's of marrying age pretty soon. I mean, if you think about it, like, I got my period at 11. I would have been married married off like so quick.
Mm-hmm. But like a mom at 12, what right? the shit?
That's crazy. No wonder so many people died in childbirth, though. They were still basically kids. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the thing is that Peter Pan and Tinkerbell basically are listening to these stories at night. Like, they're mm-hmm. listening, like, through their window. But then, you know, again, the mom and dad are just like, oh, you gotta start growing up. You gotta do this, that. The mom seems, like, a little bit more chill.
Yes, it's all, well, it's, again, the patriarchy, and especially, like you said, the society of that times.
Right.
Of that time as well. Being like, well, you can't form an opinion, woman.
Right. And then at one point, though, he loses his shadow. Mm-hmm. And that's always, like, a big thing, is that, like, he always comes back because he's trying to get his shadow on. And, like, you know, they do the whole thing where it's, like, he's, like, trying to, like, get it to stick.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it was because of the dog that is eventually they have her locked up because yes. the dad's a dick.
Yep.
And like, it's this whole thing. And he's just like, no, you, mm-hmm. you have to grow up. The dog stays outside. And it's true. It's cold as hell outside.
It's literally snowing.
Snowing. It's like, you're a terrible dad and you're a terrible dog dad,
yeah.
which is worse in my opinion.
Absolutely. I'm just like. Anybody that like puts their dogs outside, I'm like, why do you own animals?
Right.
Like, why? Like, why do you?
I mean, I think that was like just, I think the norm for so long is like, cause there is that like very like that image of like a doghouse in the backyard.
Yeah. Like Snoopy and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I'm just like, why? Like, I don't know.
It's like, no, have your dog in the house. Like, yeah, absolutely. Why do you have it? It's not like it's a horse.
Yeah, right. That's a little different. Yeah. Yeah, that horse isn't really going to fit unless you're, imagine if you're that wealthy, you just have a horse in your house because your house because is so big. Because you want
it. Yeah, you're just like, oh, yeah.
It's like he can only go to certain parts of the house, but he's in my house.
Right.
Shitting everywhere.
Yeah. It's terrible. I don't know why I've committed to this bit, but right. we're here now. But yeah, so he comes back to get his shadow and then like she wakes up and again, the chemistry off the charts.
Oh my God. It is palpable for like 12-year-olds. I was like, why am I into this?
Yeah, this is gross. Like, this is like,
I'm like old.
Well, and it is true because like we are the same age as these people, but they literally look like 12-year-olds now. Yeah. And so now it's just like, it's jarring.
Yeah, we were definitely like, this came out in like 2003. Like we were like 13 years old. So like Jenna said, we're like the target demographic for this movie. So like we were like, ooh, of course he's cute. Of course we want to give him a kiss. Now I'm like, that's a fetus.
Yeah. And he looks so babyish. Yeah. And he always had like kind of like a baby voice, mm-hmm. which is, it's really cute, but he sounds like a child. And you're like,
ugh. You definitely understand why he was cast as Peter. Like he's a good Peter Pan.
So boyish and so charming. And I will say like, I like that in this one, they make him like a little bit of a, like an asshole.
Oh, he does have some asshole tendencies.
Yeah, because like if you read the book, like Peter is like straight up kind of a psychopath. And it's great. I love it. Like there's like a part in the book where he, you know, some of the Lost Boys like want to go home. And like, so he lets them. But what he does is like he closes their windows like to like where they're like to go into their room. Mm-hmm. So that then they think that, that like their parents didn't want them anymore, so that they just go back to Neverland. Like the kid's a little like a fucking jerk.
You're like, oh, Peter. But yeah, no. But like Wendy wants some Peter.
Yeah, and like we get it. We do get it. But you know, she's like
never seen a boy really outside of like her brothers.
Like dumb brothers who are like super annoying.
Yeah, and it's like okay, it's different when you're like, oh, who's that? Like, girl, she goes to school and stuff, but like. Is she an all-girls school?
No, I think it's an all-girls school.
Okay, then she's definitely never seen a
like,
boy.
Probably not, like, like, I was probably only ever seen them, like, in passing. Like,
yeah. So it's like, know, when there's one in friend. Your, and at one point, he's, like, on top of her.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a boy, a cute boy, you're, like, 12 years old, you're coming into your own, and he's, like, literally, like, straddling you on your bed.
What in the world?
You're, like... The feelings.
Like, yeah, it's just like there's a lot bubbling under the surface here.
I get Wendy in this moment. And then you go to Neverland and there's just a daddy there.
Yeah, and he will he convinces her to go to Neverland because he wants her to like tell the stories to the Lost Boys. And it is like a thing where he's like, oh, he wants a mom.
Yeah.
You know, she definitely is harboring like romantic feelings to him for him. Mm-hmm. And he just wants like someone to take care of him, which, you know, I guess if you think about it, when you say it like that, it's like, oh, just like modern dating in a nutshell.
You're like, oh, this track.
It's really not all that different from anything.
And then the idea of like, how do I fly? So you just think happy thoughts. But cute. I do love me some salty ass Tinkerbell.
Oh, yes.
Tink is like, you do not touch my man.
Yeah, no, I love Tinkerbell. There's that meme where they're like, I'm a lot like Tinkerbell in that like I'm really sassy. I need a lot of attention. And if I don't get that attention, I die.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah. So it is cute, but she, yeah, because there's always been the thing about how Tinkerbell is in love with Peter. Yes. Also, just everybody's in love with Peter Pan. Even Captain Hook, probably a little bit. Like, he's a little bit too obsessed with him to not be in love with him, is my theory.
Yeah, he's got just, he's like, I want to, like,
I want to consume this kid. It's, I mean, you know, problematic when you say it like that, but I'm just saying.
For sure. But no, yeah, Daddy Isaacs has got a vendetta.
Yeah, and it is because, like, there is that whole thing, and, like, the reason he's scared of crocodiles is because that's how he, Peter Pan cut off his hand and fed it to this crocodile.
Okay, Peter Pan is a dick.
Yeah, at that point, you're like, yeah, I want to kill this fucking kid. He chopped off my hand.
Yeah.
And, like, now, though, this crocodile has had a taste for Captain Hook, so he's, like, obsessed with wanting to eat it.
Yeah, which is great.
It's so funny.
Daddy Isaacs tastes good, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? Tracks.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, he just has this, like... Yeah, this terrifying fear of this crocodile.
Right. And
this,
like, you can always tell.
Fucking I'm not saying that, like, crocodiles aren't terrifying, but, like, at least in, like, the cartoon Peter Pan, it's more of a comical looking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, thing. This motherfucker is, like, a goddamn dinosaur.
Yeah, no, he's pretty scary. Although that was, like, the way it was in Hook.
Yeah.
Remember that big? It was, like, it was so big.
Yeah, this thing's like Godzilla.
Yeah. Like, this is definitely Godzilla's cousin.
Yeah. And I do love in the moment where, like, they think that he's gonna be eaten by the crocodile, but he's, like, stuck in that thing. And then you have all of his, like, pirates, and then you have, like, what is it, Smee? He's, like, he, like, looks at the camera, and he's like, well, that is a bit tragic, or something like that.
That's
but then,
funny.
Of course, he doesn't die. Because I'm, like, watching it, and I'm like, I haven't seen it in so long. And it's only, like, I'm like, is this movie going really fast? Because it was, like, there's a point where you think that Captain Hook is gonna die. And you're like, oh, no, okay. Like, clearly he's not, because it was so early in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, he had kidnapped Tiger Lily and Wendy's brothers at that point, and then you're like, oh, okay. But I was half paying attention at certain points. I was very confused about, like, I didn't catch on that this was Tiger Lily. I thought it was a little Native American boy. I'm like, not even kidding. Like, right. I thought it was a boy. So at one point, like, when Tiger Lily grabs one of the brothers, I forget what the names, John maybe, yeah, that grabs John and just gives him a hell of a kiss, I went, oh, that must be Tiger Lily. I was just like, but at first I was like, wait, what?
And then, like,
I was,
oh, like, wow, Disney's bolder than I thought.
I was like, damn, Disney. I was like, no. I was like, okay, this is a Native American girl.
Right. But yeah, no. So of course, though, Wendy catches feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they have that, like, romantic dance with each other. Like, that part where... And it's, like...
They hype the romance up, like, strong in this
shit. Was great. Like, he's, like... And then... But, of course, he, like... is a dick and is just like, no, I get, like, if I love you, that means I have to grow up, so, like, go away.
Yeah, she's pretty much, like, trying to bait him into being like, we're in love. Like,
yeah,
really, which is,
it's like, just say you're my boyfriend, it's fine.
Yeah, you're boyfriend girlfriend now, we're 12, it's adorable.
Yeah but, and he's like, no, you're supposed to be my mom, you weirdo.
I am such a sucker for, like, not in, like, a weird sexual way, obviously, but I'm, like, a sucker for, like, preteen like romance thing.
Right.
Like there's this movie with Josh Hutcherson called Little Manhattan, and he's like 12 in it, and it's about him catching feelings for this girl in his class, and he doesn't really know what to do with them.
Aww.
And it is fucking adorable.
That's cute.
I am like, and like I really like the movie Flipped. I think it might be the last really, really good film that Rob Reiner did. Really, it's also based on a Wendelin Van Dreeren book, and it's literally about like these two eighth graders who are very different from each other, but they just happen to grow up across the street, and the girl has been in love with the boy, like absolutely, but like unapologetically in love with him, like would go to school and talk about it, would like smell him, like some weird shit. This girl was weird. And right. But then like he is like weirded out by it, but then in eighth grade he starts to have feelings for her, but then she starts to pull away from him because she realizes that he might actually be an asshole, and it's him trying to prove himself. And it's so fucking cute.
That's cute.
I am a literal sucker.
I've never heard like, of it before. Oh,
it's so good. I'm a literal sucker for like child love. I don't know why.
There is something like really sweet about it, because there is, it's, you know, because it doesn't really, it doesn't become sexual. It's just like yearning. They're like just like yearning for each other, like staring into each other's eyes.
And there's like a pureness to it. Yeah. There's like an acute pureness to it.
Like in, what's that Wes Anderson movie? Midnight Kingdom?
Oh, I love Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom.
It's the same thing where it's just like, because this is like unadulterated like love for each other, where like there's not this weird sexual tension. That'll come when they hit 14. Don't you worry.
Yeah, when
don't
puberty
you
hits.
Worry. Woo! But there's just this like, there's cute like love, and it's pure. And I think that's what I really like about it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like I'm a sucker for it.
So yeah, basically though, Captain Hook sees, first of all, is now just like spying on these two 12-year-olds having a marital tiff.
And he's like Joe Goldberg doing it. He's like close watching.
Yeah, he's like being weird about it too. Yeah. He's just like, wait a second, what is going on? Blah blah blah.
Are they gonna bang?
Yeah. Like, are you gonna watch too? Like it does seem like he's gonna watch.
You're like, if it happened, he would be watching.
Yeah, yeah. And then like basically he comes up with this idea though, where he's like, oh well, I have to get her away from him. That'll like teach him. That's actually a pretty good plan. So he's like, wants her to then take care of the pirates and tell
this
stories.
Bitch just be a mom.
Yeah,
very, very non-progressive. Where the one woman that's there, they're the one that's like, you know what? Boom, you're
well,
our
the
mom.
Thing. That's the thing, though. Is it like, I think again, it's going back to like really the psychology of like having to grow up. If you're growing up, that means you're gonna be a mother. You're taking care of people. Like that's just your role in this time. Mm-hmm. You know. So then it's like, they basically are, they're also wanting her to grow up. It's just in a fantasy world where it's like, oh, I'm just telling you stories and I'm like fake cooking food for you. And like,
calling you mother.
Yeah, we're calling you. Yeah, exactly.
It's weird.
But, yeah, so he wants her. He's like, oh, well, you should be a pirate. And like, again, he's like kind of seducing her a little bit, being like very suave. I'm like, I think I would do it.
Yeah, you're like, I'd be on Captain Hook.
I like, he would not have had to try that hard.
Imagine they, like, you think you're going to this Peter Pan movie, but we're gonna, like, subvert the genre where Wendy is just down for Captain Hook.
Yeah, right? Or, like, just, yeah.
It's just man. Like, okay, Captain.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, every time she goes to, like, tell Peter, then he's like her toxic boyfriend who's just, like, always, like, keeps her back.
Yeah. Because it's kind of interesting, because there's the idea of like, okay, you're surrounded by these boys, and what happens when like somebody older talks to you and you're like, oh, this is a man,
right?
Like, you know, so you're sort of like, oh, I'm gonna put all of my attention on him. There's like an episode of Boy Meets World, which I, as much as I love Boy Meets World, there's just a lot of continuity errors within that show as a whole.
Yeah.
And especially the one where like Topanga meets Eric for the first time, quote unquote, even though supposedly Topanga and Corey had been best friends since they were like four.
Right.
And she sees him and she has this massive crush on him.
Which, of
and
course, that makes sense.
It tracks, though, because like you have all these immature boys and then Eric Matthews walks in. So it's imagine it's like you've been around these lost boys and all of a sudden Captain Hook just walks in. And you're like,
And this was like before
he was like, I don't care if you're missing a hand.
Yeah, right? No, it's fine. You only need one.
Not only missing a hand, but put a fucking, of all the things, I'm with this hook right
now. Yeah. No, and it looks good. Like, it's a pretty good hook.
It's like, I'd be down for this hook.
Right. But then, so she decides not to become a pirate, but is just like, yeah, hey, it's time for us to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has been real.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, her and Peter get into this, like, you know, another tiff. Because, again, they're basically married.
Yes. Another mom and dad are fighting.
Yeah, yeah. It's all like, all right, like, you guys, like, go pack your things while I go, like, fight this out with dad real quick. And then, you know, she leaves out, you know, because, again, when she was playing mom, she would, like, make them take medicine and, like, you know, it's like, oh, you have to do this, like, you know, basically, like, take your vitamins, yeah, sort of thing. And she leaves out a cup of medicine for him. This is important because, like, as she's leaving, she gets kidnapped by Captain Hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes down, he sneaks down while Peter Pan is, like, I guess, taking a nap. And
what else is there to do?
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, usually when I'm, like, pretty pissed about something, like, I do take a nap. So I get it.
It's like, I'm going to go nap.
I'm going to angrily nap. Because, like, you do hear him, like, mumbling in his sleep. He's, like, very angrily sleeping, which is hilarious. But then Captain Hook poisons it. And,
Dick.
Yeah. Right. I mean, again, they've been squabbling for years at this point, I guess. But yeah, he poisons it, and then is just like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, and takes them off to the ship. And so Tinkerbell, though, is trying to, like, warn Peter, because Peter wakes up and is, like, gonna take his medicine, although he's, like, hemming and hawing on the whole thing. But, like, you know, one thing leads to another, and Tinkerbell accidentally, like, drinks it so that he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And poor Tink.
Oh, and this is, like, one of my favorite parts in the play, is because there is, like, the thing about, like, clapping to, like, if you believe in fairies, like, yeah, clap.
Oh, my God.
It always makes me cry when I see it in, like, a theater, like, in a theatrical production. I was like, I know it's coming. I've seen the show. I've been in the show. And I still cried.
Everything.
Yeah.
I do believe in fairies.
I do. Yeah. And, like, they do change it for that because, like, the clapping thing wouldn't really work in a movie.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't really work. Like, cinematically. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, a little dumb,
right?
But, like, I can see why they did it.
Yeah.
Because I do believe in fairies. I do. And he just keeps chanting it.
And then everybody, it's infectious. Everybody,
yeah, I mean,
The whole freaking world.
And I will say, like, you do get a little emotional when you see, like, the parents do it. You're like, aw, that's cute. Love it. But, yeah, so then, what is, Tink comes back to life. It's great. They're reunited. He's pumped. He's ready to go, like,
save his woman.
Yeah. And, you know, and then so he goes to the ship and, like, there is this, like, it's a pretty good fight between the two of them. I was, like, really into it. I was like, there's only one way it can end. We all know what happened.
Yeah.
But, like, it was pretty exciting. It was, like, exciting to watch.
That's, like, the thing in certain movies where you're like, well, I know the hero's gonna get out of this situation. So that's why I like, I'm interested in movies sometimes where it's like, oh, man, are they gonna kill the lead? Or something like that. You're like, oh, shit. But then usually you get let down. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
But, like, it was, like, it's a pretty, like, and, like, the thing is, when Jason Isaacs lands an insult, you feel it in the bottom of your soul. It is devastating, some of the, like, mean shit he says. That's why he's so good as Lucius Malfoy.
Oh, yeah.
He's great in
this. He's fantastic at being, like,
like,
that.
Just the meanest fucking guy in the world. And, like, being really hot while he does it also helps.
Yeah, and it's, like, you're just like, oh, shit. And then he did this, like, he came off, like, right off of Chamber of Secrets and, like, went right into this.
Yeah.
Because Chamber of Secrets was, like, 02 and Peter Pan was, like, 03. Yeah. So they were like, we're keeping this, like, evil Jason Isaacs.
Well, yeah, no, like, there was a solid amount of time where, because, like, in 2000 was when he did The Patriot. Mm. And that's, like, the first, like, big thing I think anybody had ever seen him in. And he's fucking evil as shit in that. But, like, cartoonishly evil. But, like, he works it. Like, the performance... defies all logic because, like, it's not, it doesn't really make sense. And it's like, again, like I said, cartoonish, but mm-hmm. I'm telling you, the English just know how to act. Like,
they really do.
Just act all Americans.
Acting up a storm.
Crazy. Yeah.
Circles around us, bitches.
Yes.
Circles.
But basically, though, he, like, when they, he almost gets the better of Peter Pan, and he's just like, oh, well, you know, she's going to leave you. She's going to leave you, and she's going to marry someone else, and, like, go fuck yourself, Peter Pan.
Yeah, this ain't, this bitch going to find another man.
Yeah, and it's just like, and, you know, so at that point, he's like, it does seem like Peter Pan's about to die. But then, and then they kiss. They kiss, and it restores his happiness, so he's able to fly, because... The think happy thoughts. It's like
getting that kiss. But one of my favorite parts of this is when, like, they're, she's walking the plank and they're like, she's blindfolded and they're like fucking with her because they're like hitting the plank and she's going up and down. And then when she goes in, I love when Jason Isaacs is like, I didn't hear her hit the water. Did he eat her whole? Like, right. I'm like, whoa, like, shit.
Like, it's so funny. But, yeah, so basically then he's able to, he then overpowers Captain Hook, and then Captain Hook finally, like, does get eaten by the crocodile.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
That
crazy.
That monstrosity of a crocodile.
Right. But then, like, so they go back to, they go back home. They're, like, ready to, like, you know, be their parents' kids again.
Oh, and these parents then just inherit a bunch of other children. Right. They're like, you know what? Okay.
It's like, it's like, why didn't you just, yeah, it's crazy. But it's a little sad because Peter Pan, like, leaves for Neverland with Tinkerbell and is just like, oh, I'll never forget you. I'm going to, like, come visit you. And then, like, the adult Wendy, like, you basically hear, she's just like, I never saw him again.
Yeah.
So, like, that is devastating. And I think that is the way it ends.
Ghosted the shit out of her.
Yeah. Again, now that we've dissected Peter Pan, it is still modern dating.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they, it's the same way in the book, though. In the book, I remember reading it and, like, the Lost Boys that end up going home... All of, like, they basically get, like, what would you call it? Are they an epilogue, basically, mm-hmm. where they say, like, what everybody...
Oh, happened with each one.
And, like, it's all fucking sad shit. Like, it's just like, oh, like, Noodles is, you know, became a banker and, like, you know, never has time to read to his kids. Like, shit like that.
That's dark.
It's dark as
hell. Why would you do that? Be like, oh, yeah, they get out of Neverland where they were having a lot of fun, but they missed having a mom. But and now their lives are miserable.
It's just like, it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess that's the thing is that, like, growing up does fucking suck.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you kind of have to do it because otherwise you're just, like, this psychopathic little shit like Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually, like, crazy how dark Peter Pan is.
It's, like, a lot of children's story. Like, Pinocchio is dark as fuck.
Yeah. Like... Well, that's the thing. And, like, that's why, like, sometimes I take an issue with, like, things being so sanitized.
Being Disney-ified by
Yeah, kind of. Because, like... I mean, I remember watching,
like,
these
the Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And, like, no, they're all...
Rips out her throat.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, takes her tongue. Doesn't just, like, be like, oh, I'm going to take your voice.
I will say, in Disney, Disney did, like, change that where it's like, oh, because I think in the book, she just turns into Seafoam because he does
yeah.
marry the other
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's hilarious.
Oh, God.
So would you, what, like, would you say there's a batshit moment for you? I would kind of argue that the scene with Captain Hook and Wendy is, like, a little batshit to me, because I was just like, what is the vibe here?
Yeah, what are we going for? The director was just like, well, there's just been all of this sex with her, so, like, we're gonna keep
going. We're just gonna keep going, and I'm just like, I kind of like it.
Even
That's
if it's, like,
up,
a grown
right?
man.
It's a grown-ass man, and I was just like, the vibes are askew.
That's the problem. It's like, when I saw Licorice Pizza, I was like, wait, am I into this?
Oh, I know.
It's bad. It's literally awful.
It's awful. And, like, the problem with Licorice Pizza, too, is, like, I also remember being like, I was like, going into it, I was like, there's no way I'm going to, like, get into this.
Right?
And then halfway through it, I was like,
You're like, oh, shit.
I was like, would I let this kid plow? Like, what the fuck? I was like, that's a terrible thing to find out about myself.
So, but like, he's so goddamn charismatic. Like, so I would 100% have gone on that first like date. I mean, she's so curious, if nothing else. Like, you have to show up to like that weird
show up to the dinner. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. And like, she does, because you're like, I'm curious.
Know what's up?
Like, you know?
It's so funny. Yeah. But, yeah, where would you put this on the garbage meter?
Like, I don't necessarily think it's terrible.
Right.
But I don't think it's, like, great. It's not poorly made. So, like, we've watched some poorly made movies that you're just like, this is just a piece of dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily poorly made. The CGI is terrible. It's shocking to find that the budget was as high as it was.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, 2003.
Because, like, you know that's why they cast relatively unknown mm-hmm. people. Because, like, I'm sure they didn't pay them all that much. I mean, Jason Isaacs was probably the most
highest paid.
Successful.
Definitely.
Like, of all of them, yeah.
Yeah, or no, like, isn't Vanessa Redgrave in this? Or Lynn Redgrave? One of the Redgraves is in this.
Yeah.
It's one of the Redgraves.
Right.
I think it might be the younger one.
I think Lynn.
Yeah, I think it's Lynn, who's actually the one that passed away before her sister, because Vanessa Redgrave is still alive.
Yeah.
So outside of, like, British acting royalty and Jason Isaacs, it's, people... Unknowns.
Yeah, a bunch of kids.
So I don't necessarily want to say it's, like, garbage or sweet garbage, not hot garbage. I don't know, maybe it's sweet garbage because it has there's some parts to it where that
like
I
elements
enjoy.
That you really really
yeah,
love.
Yeah, I did.
I would
yeah.
still solidly say garbage, and I don't mean that in like a bad way. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is like a good like trashy time. Like yeah. I had like a good time watching it for sure. But yeah, it's not sweet garbage.
No. Yeah, I mean maybe not. It's tough because it's like I didn't hate it. Like, I didn't hate it, you know?
Right.
So this is why I would be, like, honestly the world's worst, like, reviewer of movies and television.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be like, how do I say that this movie is asshole if, like, because, like, the idea of, like, Rotten Tomatoes and being like, okay, what makes it rotten? It's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, there's definitely some things I've seen. I've been like, oh, this movie is goddamn terrible.
Right.
And I would give this a bad review. But then there's like plenty of movies. Like, you know, you talk about A Walk to Remember. I absolutely love A Walk to Remember. Yeah. How do you give that a bad review?
Right.
You know, but then everybody seemingly gave that a bad review except for Roger Ebert. Like,
yeah.
He knew what was up. He knew what was up. So yeah. Or when you see a movie that, in my opinion, I'm like, oh, this shit's a masterpiece. And then you just look at it and you see like, okay, it's a 94%. So you're thinking, there are six people that were like, this isn't a good movie. Like, 6%
right.
of people. I don't know. It's weird. I just, the idea of, like, a review is just so, like, I don't know, like, flawed to me.
Right.
I don't even know why. So it's tough unless it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, I mean, garbage.
Yeah.
Or
the shittiest garbage.
Showgirls 2, Pennies from Heaven.
Yeah. Like, these are just objectively terrible movies. This isn't an objectively badly made film, like, at
no,
all.
It's
really.
Well made. It's good for kids. Like,
yeah.
If I had kids, I'd show it to them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fine adaptation of Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Yeah. Well, then, yeah, that's this week's episode. We are back next week with my fucking favorite, The Patriot. We're gonna watch it. Bailey's
so
probably
long.
Gonna be mad at me.
It's gonna be so long.
But you're gonna watch it with me, and you're gonna be entertained by all of the bits.
Oh god. I'm just like, oh god, the next two movies are fucking killers.
Like, they're really long.
Yeah.
They're really long.
And I was like, oh, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, so yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. Bye. Sweet, sweet.